Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Wow, wasn't last week's show the dream show with Lauren Lawrence amazing? I love decoding dreams and figuring out what dreams all mean. I love daydreaming. I love to dream. I'm a dreamer. I know you all loved it because you tweeted me and you wrote about it, so thank you for joining us. The book that Lauren wrote is called Private Dreams of Public People, and it is published by Asseline, so you can go get your copy now and love it as much as I do. Speaking of books, there's a new book, ladies. Tonight's a woman's show, but men can listen too, because I think that this crosses all the gender sides just to be inspirational in the workplace and to know that you can achieve whatever you want. So, you know, with the recent movie of Wonder Woman coming out, it's really been incredible. Such a great response for Wonder Woman. But what I love about Wonder Woman is that every woman, I believe, is a Wonder Woman. I'm in Connecticut right now with my mother, my sister, my niece, and these are some wonderful women. And my mother, for sure, has been someone who, in the workplace, always inspired. That was her thing. Everyone in her workspace was part of her team. There was no separation. Even though she was CEO and executive, there was always a connection with each other. And I think for a lot of women, there's this wonderful energy, and for a lot of other women, there's this competitive energy. Competitive energy is an energy. It's an energy. But tonight, my guest is Kara Leyba. You all remember the Champagne Diet because I've had her here on my show before on Max and Friends. Well, Kara has blossomed into a new book called Girl Code, and she also has a podcast now, which I want you all to tune into, which is Style Your Mind. I love Kara. Y'all know her from the Champagne Diet. Well, she's back here tonight on Max and Friends. And the book is called Girl Code, Girl Code. It's a wonderful book, and it's inspiring, and it's going to teach you women how to just be fierce in the workplace, in life, and just love one another. It's really, it's an inspirational book, and it's being re-released by Profolio Books, an imprint of Penguin, on July 4th. So you could pre-order it now. But Kara is an inspirational author, master life coach. I'm coughing because of allergies. Let me tell you, up in Connecticut, let's just get real for a minute. Ooh, you know, everything is in bloom and it's beautiful, but it is just all up in my face. So I'm using alkalol, not alcohol, you know, although some champagne probably would kick this out, but alkalol, which is a natural product. It's amazing. It's been on the market since day one of, like, the universe. It's actually an American brand, family-owned company from the 1800s. So check out alcohol. I'll tweet about it later. But but let's get back to Kara. Kara is an inspirational author, master life coach, and speaker whose books have all reached number one on various Amazon bestseller categories. In 2015, she was named one of YFS Magazine's top 10 women entrepreneurs that will inspire you. She is obsessed with women on the edge of change, and nothing inspires her more than assisting women as they evolve into the best version of themselves. Kara believes we can be self-assured, spiritual, and successful, and to do it all with a chic and stylish flair. She admits to carrying healing crystals in her Chanel and meditating with a glass of champagne, because who says self-help can't be glamorous? You can learn more about Kara at thechampagnediet.com and follow her on Instagram at thechampagnediet. But right now, this girl is on fire. And stay tuned to Max and Friends, because we'll be right back. And Kara's going to be joining me. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, longer than a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Say, oh, she got can try, but you'll never forget her name. She's on top of the world, hottest of the hottest girls. Hey, oh, oh, we got our feet on the ground, and we're burning it down. Oh, 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 oh. Got our head in the clouds, and we're not coming down. This girl is on fire.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. My guest tonight is Carol Label from Girl Code. It's a book that was going to change. It's going to change. Dare I say change? Because change doesn't change until you change. So if you're in the process of becoming that butterfly and just like coming out of hibernation and spreading your wings and learning how to fly, then stay tuned tonight because Kara's going to give you some great advice on things like they don't serve champagne at pity parties. And you can turn your envy into inspiration. It's a roadmap for women, and my guest right now is going to be your guide. Welcome, Kara. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Girl, let me just tell you right now, these allergies are kicking my ass, so excuse me.
Oh, my God, me too. No, I feel you. I'm in New York, so I get it.
Well, as long as we're on the same page. Well, speaking of pages, you have your book, which is being re-released, Girl Code. Tell us about it. What changes have you made, and why did you make the changes?
Okay, so I wrote Girl Code. I self-published Girl Code back in 2015. Mm-hmm. I wrote the book. It was my fourth book that I had done, and I wrote it from my little apartment in Brooklyn and, you know, really had no idea what was going to kind of come out of it. But it was really, for me, just a way to kind of express what I felt was happening in my own world and what I saw happening in the world of business for women. Mm. And what that was really this divide. So I felt like there, you know, as a life coach, that's, I want to back that up with just saying I'm an author and a life coach. So I'm around a lot of female entrepreneurs, a lot of really strong, brilliant, successful women. And what I saw happening were that there were like these two groups. There were women who were super successful, who were super happy and thriving and supportive of one another. And then there was another group of women who just seemed miserable. Mm. They were not supporting each other. They were competing. They were gossiping. And I was like, I don't want to be in that group. I want to be with the first group. They're fun. They're like living it up. They're going out for champagne. They're successful. They're rocking in their business and they believe in themselves. So I really began to identify that that was the woman that I wanted to be. And I started hanging around these people, surrounding myself with women like that and really behaving that way and really, you know, supporting everyone around me and just eliminating the idea of jealousy in my world and just focusing on myself and being happy. So I wrote the book 2 years ago, and it has just taken off. It's blown my mind the amount of support that it's gotten. I feel like it was a movement that was happening, and I just so happened to be the person that was kind of on the cusp of it that wrote this book. But women were hungry for it. I think women really wanted to just hear that it's okay. Like, we're, you know, you can have whatever you want. We can all be successful. We can do it together. So I self-published the book almost 2 years ago, and then Penguin Random House, their imprint portfolio, which also published Girl Boss and, you know, publishes Seth Godin and Simon Sinek. They're an amazing publisher. Mm-hmm. They reached out to me and asked if, you know, I would consider doing the book again with them, kind of revamping it, giving it a little facelift. And mm-hmm. that's what we're doing. So it's got two brand new interviews in it. It's got a new introduction, and I'm so excited.
Who did the introduction?
I did the introduction. It's kind
best.
Of like a retrospective. It's just sort of like a, you know, it's really reflecting on what has gone on in these past 2 years and how this book, this little tiny book, just became this like massive movement. So it's great. I feature in the book, I originally featured 10 interviews with 10 female entrepreneurs in all different fields. So we wound up taking two of those out and swapping two brand new ones in to kind of give it a fresh perspective. One of the interviews is actually with Shirley Manson, who's the lead singer of the band Garbage. Mm-hmm. It was like my total girl crush. And Gwen Wunderlich, who is my one of my greatest friends. She is a brilliant entrepreneur. She owns a PR agency. So I'm really excited to have those two new perspectives in the book.
You know, it's a beautiful frequency that's happening for you. And it's amazing that companies like Kate Spade and Macy's have brought you in to teach the code. Inc. magazine named Girl Code one of the top 9 inspiring books every female entrepreneur should read, alongside Lean In, Girl Boss, and Thrive. What does it mean to you when you see that your work, your frequency, your synergy, your hard work, and your dedication to really inspire is on lists with the book Thrive?
It kind of blows my mind because I'm telling you, Max, like I wrote that book by myself. I published it with my own money by myself. I hustled. I went out to every event. I did every interview. I talked to everyone about it. And it just proves to me that if you believe in yourself and you have something to say and something to share with the world and you believe in yourself, even when other people don't, and you put it out there, good things will happen and your message will be heard by the right people. So to me, it was just a testament that anything is possible.
Absolutely. If you can see it in your mind, you could hold it in your hand. I always believe in that.
Yep.
Right? Now, you say the fiercest thing a female entrepreneur can do is to support other women. Where's the disconnect when they don't support other women?
You know, I think what happens is a lot of us feel like, oh my gosh, she got that client. She got that TV opportunity. She got this. That means I can't have it. And, you know, I always say her success is not your failure. So when you don't support someone else, it's almost like you're coming from this lack mindset. You're coming from this mindset of like, there's not enough to go around, and we have to let that go. It feels so good to reach out to someone and say, you are killing it. You are amazing. You're beautiful. You're doing a great job at what you do. Just because someone else is doing well, it doesn't mean that you can't do well. And I think it's such a simple concept, but it's so hard for so many of us to grasp.
Why do you think it's so hard for others to grasp?
You know, I don't know. I've done a lot of research on it. And I thought a lot about it. And I think women naturally have a very competitive nature. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. As long as you are competing with the person you were yesterday as opposed to someone else. I always try to beat my last best self, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So rather than looking around and say, I'm going to beat her, it's more like, okay, well, how can I just keep improving myself? Because at the end of the day, we're all different. We're all uniquely designed. We all have something brilliant and beautiful to offer this world. And when you compete with someone else, it almost doesn't make sense because you're never going to be who she is and she's never going to be who you are. So I think the best thing that you can do is really just think about your own life and say, how can I be smarter, better, you know, more creative than I was yesterday?
And authentic. Well, we're going to be right back. Go pre-order the book as we speak right now. We're going to play some music right here, but go pre-order the book, Girl Code. You can get it. It is re-released by Profolio Books, which is an imprint of Penguin Random House. July 4th, it hits the stores, but pre-order it now, and we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any jewel. Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Call your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any jewel. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. That was Ezina. Rise up. Go follow her right now on Twitter at Ezina. But now we're going to get back to my guest, Kara, and her book, Girl Code. We're talking about the book, Girl Code. My guest, Kara's here, and we're talking about authenticity and just being who you're supposed to be and shining on. The last time you were here, it's something I never forgot, is that we're all like these bubbles in the champagne flute and we all rise together. Do you remember when we said
yep,
that?
Yep, I love that. I love that analogy. It's so true. And like if we allow ourselves to just shine and be effervescent and bubbly and be who we're really meant to be, I feel like this world would just be such a happier, better place.
Right? And the thing is that in our reality, like I believe in creating our own reality and just being in the place where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. So if we want that harmony, we have to create it ourselves because we have the power to create it ourselves. We're the source of our reality. But you're saying something
Absolutely.
Dynamic happens when women genuinely show up for each other. What do you think that something is?
You know, I have a little mantra that I created last year, and I think it's so true. And I love to say girl power is not a trend. So what I see happening now, and it's great, but girl power is kind of like this trendy thing. Like you see all these shirts that say girl power, these girl gangs, and it's like all over the internet and Instagram, and Nordstrom has little sweatshirts and all this cute stuff. But how can we take that and put it into action? And I think that's the missing link. I think a lot of us say we support each other and we say we support other women, but are you actually physically doing it? So I did a blog on this actually a couple months ago, and I gave some ideas on how we can really genuinely show up for each other. And it could be something like sending one of your girlfriends or one of your peers flowers just because, just to tell her she's doing a great job. Or texting someone or emailing someone or leaving a comment on their picture.
I love it.
You know, we all have like those people on social media that we kind of like stalk from afar. We're like, oh my God, she's got it going on. Or, you know, she's got this amazing business. Leave a comment and say, you're killing it. You're doing great.
Right.
Like those little things make such a big difference. And not only do they empower the women that you are supporting, they empower you.
Absolutely. Because it becomes a reflection of who you are. You know, what's amazing
exactly.
is that quote that, you know, Oprah says, do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? And that's really what everybody craves. So when you're seeing someone and you're validating who they are and you're appreciating them from who they are, doesn't it feel good?
It does, because it makes you feel like, okay, I'm strong enough and I'm confident enough to support you. I always say insecurity competes and confidence empowers.
Wait, stop. Say that again.
Insecurity competes and confidence empowers.
All right, now.
You know, so when you are insecure, you're competing and you're looking from afar and you're kind of jealous and envious and you're feeling bad about yourself. But by you simply walking up to someone and complimenting them, even if it's like, you know what I love to do? If I see a woman on the street and I love her bag, her shoes, I go right up to her and I say, oh my God, I love what you're wearing. I love your look. I love your hair. Genuinely, not just for the hell of it, genuinely, when I really feel it. And that feeling alone sends a message to yourself that I am confident enough in myself to give someone else a compliment. And that's a game changer.
You know, and it's so funny because as you're saying that, I met, you probably know Tommy Rose. So I was at an event in Palm Beach and I was walking out. Tommy Rose was walking in and I just loved everything about her style, her bag, her shoes. Her, I was like, you are, I looked at her, I was like, you are everything. You're just unbelievably major. And she's like, thank you. And like, literally it was in that acknowledgement of noticing her that we became friends. And like years later, she's been on my TV show, you know, and watching her career blossom. It's like, if I never have given her a compliment, we would never have been friends. So I totally believe in that. Now, I love when you say, when we lose the facades, cut the bullshit, and truly have each other's backs, when we stop pretending everything is perfect and show the messy, beautiful parts of ourselves and our work, which all look awfully similar, when we talk about our fears, our missteps, and our breakdowns, and most importantly, when we share our celebrations and breakthroughs and our solutions. Is that what the girl code is?
Yes, and that's, I'm so glad that you brought that up because I really want to address this. I think that there's so much of a filter and a facade and everything that we do, even guys, like everyone wants to put their best self forward, especially on social media. And I get it because nobody wants to be looking like a hot mess or air out their dirty laundry on Facebook. That's not good either. But we have to also show that we are not these perfect creatures. Like one of the things that I stopped doing was like, you know how everybody has that app on their phone, like Facetune, and they smooth out their wrinkles and they, you know, smooth it. I stopped doing that. I was doing that for a little while. I'm not going to lie. I'm totally transparent.
I still do it.
I wanted to be like, yeah, I mean, I think like probably 99% of people do it, but I stopped on purpose because I wanted women to start to feel more comfortable with being real. And it set off a chain reaction. And a lot of the girls who follow me now will post like a gym selfie and they're all sweaty and they're like, you know what? You inspired me to do this. This is who I am in this moment. And I'm proud of who that is.
I love that. You know, it's like that Alicia Keys movement with no makeup and just being real, you know, there's nothing more real than being real. I mean, that's just how simple that is. Again, it all comes back to authenticity, right?
Exactly. And listen, I am the most glam girl on the planet.
I love
to go out and get dolled up. Like I love it. I have my eyelashes done and all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's something else to point out. Like you can still take care of yourself and feel gorgeous, but you can also be real at the same time. Like if they're not, you know, separate of each other.
Absolutely. There's a great friend of mine, Jessica at Polished Woman. Her book is called Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. And her company is called Polished Woman. I'm going to set the two of you up because she's the same way. Like you to look, you know, there's the misconception that if you look fierce and if you look, you know, dressed to the nines and this, that you're a hoochie. Like, who does she sleep with? Who's this? Who's that? You know, there's just such like a nasty energy around the competing woman when they see that. Even men, you know, men are intimidated by a well-styled woman. Let's just call a thing a thing. Right? Then the name calling starts and all that. But the reality is being a polished woman is a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing to own who you are and to polish yourself up. Now, you say that you're convinced there's no reason to hoard information, connections, or insight. Has that ever bit you in the ass when you've done, when you've given
of yourself? Oh my God, I can't tell you. Oh yeah, well it has. And but I also realize that that's okay. Mm-hmm. And as long as my intentions are pure, I share everything. So if somebody comes to me and says, Kara, how did you do that? I'm going to tell them how I did it. Now don't get it twisted because I will also, I believe people should work for things. And that's where there's a fine line, I think. A lot of people expect things to kind of just be handed them or happen or get a connection. You have to work for your connection. So my attitude is this. If you go to somebody and you want something from them, if you want to know who does their PR or you want to know how they got this article featured somewhere, offer something back in exchange. Say, hey, I would love this connection, this introduction. What can I do for you? And I think that's the way to do it properly. It's kind of like proper networking, you know, that protocol that we all have. And a lot of people don't realize that, or a lot of people feel they don't have value to give someone else, but there's always something, even if it's just giving that person a couple words of support, telling them that you'll repost something for them on Facebook or whatever that looks like. But I don't think we should keep information from each other because I can't tell you how many girls in the beginning when I was first starting my career would straight up ignore me, like not answer an email, you know, not literally say no. I asked one girl one time for her publicist information. We're not even in the same industry. she flat out told me, no, I'm not giving that to you, which I think is crazy. Like, why?
And look where she is now. No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, you know, it's funny. Now she came to me and she asked if she could do like an Instagram takeover on my page. And I was like, I don't know. About that. But, you know, like, people, so like, be careful.
Listen,
kind of how you treat people, because it all comes back around.
Every action has a reaction. And that's just the truth in that. And on that note, we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. Kara's here from Girl Code. You know, every time I talk to you, every time, this is the second time that I'm talking to you, but I feel like I talk to you because I see your post. And, you know, to me, you're inspiring because even though, you know, you have Girl Code and your brand is geared towards women, it just goes to everyone. Because when I see someone successful, it makes me want to be more successful. So you're an inspiration in that point. What I want to bring up is that whenever, like, I think of your book or like the champagne thing, the last time with the flute and the bubbles, you know, Girl Code to me is like the DNA. We all have our own fingerprints. That's who we are. But there's the DNA. So like the Girl Code is like the DNA and the fingerprints are all the women out there, the Wonder Women. So that's why I love the book, because it's like the root of the DNA of how women react and how they should celebrate life together. I don't know if I'm like saying it right, because I'm just like thinking it now. I'm like daydreaming this.
Totally. And I think at the end of the day, I think especially as women, we all have this nurturing side to us, right? Mm-hmm. We all have this kind of motherly, nurturing, feminine side that wants to connect. We want to take care of people. We want to help people, but we get in our own way sometimes. You know, we start to think, oh no, I don't want to help her. What if she gets this and I don't? Or we have to really start to tap more into the feminine and tap more into that nurturing, loving side of us, because it's in there. And if we can let that shine and we can remain confident and really believe that we can all have whatever we want, I swear we could rule this world. And I think that we will eventually.
Well, you know,
I think that there's some work to be done.
Absolutely. And I love that you say, let's start building each other up. Let's live up to our potential and start ruling the world. And then I love when you say, wisdom is meant to be shared.
Yep.
So what is, you're giving us a great wisdom tonight, but what is some wisdom that you've learned that you've been able to put into your life?
Ooh, that's a good question. So much. I mean, I feel like I'm a student of life at all times, you know? Mm-hmm. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned over the past couple of years is letting go. And I, you know, I've always been a very controlling kind of person, not in a way where I want to control other people, but I want to control my own life. And I think that's a good quality, because I do believe we're responsible for our energy and, I don't know, you know, creating opportunities.
I got you. Absolutely.
But, you know, like, I had to learn to kind of step back and like let the universe take over. And like, especially with my book deal, the way this all happened, I wanted a traditional book deal for years. So bad. I started writing my first book 10 years ago almost to the day. And I didn't get that book deal, and I dealt with a lot of rejection and I self-published, and then Penguin Portfolio wound up coming to me. So in retrospect, when I look back at that journey, I'm like, wow, it all lines up the way that it was supposed to. If I could have just let go and been trusted, you know, I would have saw what the bigger picture was.
Yeah.
So I think learning to just release the control sometimes.
Surrender.
And have faith.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's absolute surrender. And no experience is ever wasted. You know, it's interesting because I'm doing the book now in my grandfather's restaurant, Delmonico's. Same thing. Like, I think 12 publishers have rejected it. And, you know, not that they've understood it, but it's the same thing. And like you, I the traditional publishing aspect. And then I remember like one morning waking up and I was like, you know what? It's going to happen. It's happening. And let me just surrender it, let it go, and just trust that what I'm doing is the right thing. So I love that we're on that same frequency, because I love the manifestation when you actually surrender and then look what happened.
Yeah.
Girl Code.
Leave room for magic. Leave a little room for magic. You know, you don't always have to control it. You don't always have to know the next move. Like,
right.
Sometimes it's so nice when you can just say, I'm just going to see what happens. And I'm holding on for the ride, because it's not a destination. It is all, like, cheesy as it sounds, it is really all about the journey.
You're right. To me, destination is death. That's like when we made it.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's boring, right?
It
like,
is.
Don't you feel like it's, like, I love like starting something new. Like, that, to me, like, that's the best feeling. Like, just starting something fresh and diving headfirst and learning. Like, I'm addicted to that feeling of growth.
Yeah, I love it, because that's exactly what it is growth. And I love, you know, to me, the destination, to me, is death, because every journey, every day, everything we do just is all part. It's all unfolds naturally in who we're supposed to be. So these new experiences that we go through, it's like, oh, I get it now. You know, so it's like constant, yeah. Like the light just shines brighter and brighter and brighter. So let's get into Girl Code, because it's a roadmap for female entrepreneurs, professional women, side hustlers. Now, what does side hustlers mean to you?
Ooh, I was a side hustler for a long time. That basically means you are working in a full-time job that you don't love, mm-hmm. that you want to get out of, and you are building something on the side, whether it's a business or you're going to school at night to switch careers. It's your side hustle. It's your thing. It's that thing that you're working towards. And, you know that if you keep doing the work, you're going to eventually leave that dead-end job that you're in and move into that beautiful dream career.
Mm. I love that you say this book won't teach you how to build a multi-million dollar company. It won't teach you about systems for finance, but it will teach you how to build confidence in yourself. Reconnect with your why. What is the mm-hmm. why?
The why is that feeling that you have in your bones when you wake up every single day and you go do what you're about to do. And when you go do what you're about, what you love to do. So it's that feeling that keeps pushing you when you hear the no's from the publishers, or when mm-hmm. you don't get that client, or you don't get that deal or that opportunity. It's still that little piece of you that says, keep going, keep doing this. It's the reason behind your passion. And we all have a different reason for it, but we all have something.
And it's so true. And Tamara Bowman, who comes on the show often, she used to be my co-host back in the day when I was doing the show. But she told me how to decode your heart virtues and your passion. And how you do that is whatever gives you chills or could literally make you weep. Like if you do something, you're like, oh my God, that was amazing. And your arms get chills and your whole body gets chills.
Yep.
Those are your heart virtues. That's your passion. So focus in on that, because that will lead into your joy. Now, I want to talk about, I love how you say this, they don't serve champagne at pity parties. We need to embrace our failures, look at them as part of our lesson, and move on.
Yep.
Ooh. So it's difficult, because everybody loves a pity party, but I always say, keep your stamp, because I'm not coming. So why don't they serve champagne at pity parties?
There's an amazing quote by Barbara Corcoran, and she says, the difference between people who are successful and those who are not is how long they spend feeling sorry for themselves. Mm. So listen, I am not about sweeping things under the rug. I'm all about feeling your feelings, right? Mm-hmm. If you lose something you really want, it sucks. Own it. Just feel it and then move on. But the longer you stay there, one of my other favorite mantras that I created is you cannot be a victim and a success at the same time.
Come on now.
So pick one, right?
It's true.
You cannot feel sorry for yourself. You can't. And you're just going to stay stuck there. So feel your feelings. I always say pick a time limit. So for me, it's like, okay, by 4 o'clock, I am moving on. I'm pouring that glass of champagne and I'm moving on. I'm regrouping.
Oh my
and I'm
going
to get back to work.
You know, there's just so many things running through my mind right now. One is when Panache Desai says, I forgot what he says because I'm just on the other quote now, is that the first time you're a victim and the second time you're a volunteer.
Ooh, that is good.
Yes, isn't that good?
I completely agree with that.
Right? And it's true. Oh, the Panache Desai thing. Emotions. Emotions are just energy in motion. So keep going, right? We just have to keep, we're all in motion. We're all energy, and energy never dies. So we just have to keep going. And I think with pity parties, what we do is it becomes stuck energy, right? So,
yes.
And champagne, until it doesn't fizzle anymore, we throw it out, right? So maybe that's a good time scale. How long does the champagne fizzle for, bubble for? And not very long.
Once it goes flat, it's done.
Once it goes flat, move on.
Exactly.
I love it. You say you can turn your envy into inspiration. There's no reason to be jealous of another woman. If you're feeling that way, try viewing her accomplishments as inspiration and sign that you can be successful too. Break that down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I know, is difficult for a lot of women. We talked about that earlier. But, the bitch word comes out, the hoe word comes out, the who does she think she is come out. So how do you, check yourself?
I think you have to say, if someone else did it, it just means that someone started to pave the way for me, and I can do it too. So figure out what you need to do. Why not reach out to that person? You know how many girls I see out there who are doing something? And I could sit there and go, how did she get there? I'm so jealous. I want that. Or I could simply pull my panties up, send mm-hmm. her an email
say,
hey, let's go get a coffee. I want to talk to you. Can we hang out? Can we talk? Can I offer you something in exchange? Going back to that idea of genuinely networking with people and putting yourself out there. What's the worst that she's going to say? No. So look at that success and look around you and say, listen, these women are doing it, and that's awesome, and that's a sign that it's possible.
It is possible, and we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. And if you've been here for over my, I think we're going into my ninth year. Yeah, it is my ninth year we're going into, so my eighth year. Welcome to the show. Hey, tweet me at Max Tucci. I was just so caught up in like figuring out the intro of the show that I forgot to tell you all. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. My guest tonight is Kara Label. You all know her from The Champagne Diet and author of Girl Code. Well, you also have a really cool podcast, Style Your Mind, right?
Yes, I just started that podcast a couple months back and I'm obsessed.
I'm going to be obsessed with it too. I want to stay in the book. The book is called Girl Code, and then we're going to talk about the show after. But you talk about collaboration beats competition. Women are stronger together. We must stop isolating ourselves and join forces. You know, what I love about you is that, in case you didn't hear it the first time, let me give it to you in another way.
Yes, exactly. Totally. You know, like, I think what happened for me, especially, so I was a side hustler for a long time. I had a full-time job at MTV and it was soul sucking and I hated it, but I was using it as, I call it my angel investor, to build my business on the side. So I was using every single drop of extra money that I was making at MTV, and I was building my website. I was getting headshots. I was, you know, starting my business. I was taking life coaching courses. But once I made the leap and I left and I was working from home every day, I loved it, but I felt very lonely. And I started to feel like I was very isolated. So for me, that was inspiration to start reaching out to other women in business and saying, hey, you want to do an event together? Hey, you want to go have lunch? So when we start to collaborate and we start to join forces, there's so many wonderful ideas you can get from somebody else. Like, two heads are better than one, you know? So reach out to people, share your ideas. Don't be afraid. A lot of women are so scared, like, she's going to steal my idea or she's going to steal my connections. Like, let that shit go and just enjoy.
It's so true. You know, patterns and pathology will hold you back. And I love that Girl Code is like literally breaking the foundation of these old stank patterns and pathology.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Time
and
I believe to evolve.
It is, you know, and we are evolving. And what I love about collaboration beats competition is that when we co-create, magic happens. It's just, to me, I see it every day, that magic happens when we co-create. So
look at us right now on the show. Like, the fact that we're together talking, sharing these ideas, someone out there is listening to this and getting inspired. If we would have just sat in our own houses today and didn't talk, we would have been depriving people of this. So that's a perfect example.
Depriving is true. And what I love is that when I started, you know, when you started pushing the book, I was like, oh man, I got to have her back on the show like ASAP. Like, we got to do this. And so I love that we're here together right now celebrating this moment and talking about Girl Code. You can all go get Girl Code right now. Pre-order. It's available. It comes out July 4th. Well, that's a good day to come out, too. That's a day you can never forget. Right? You know, Independence Day is right. And by reading this book, you'll become independent. So let me tell you, I want to know, when you said, like, your life at MTV, did you find it to be robotic? Like, what was your day consisting of back then? Like, your day?
So robotic. Oh, my God, Max, it was bad. So I live in Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. And my job was in Times Square. So my commute alone was an hour and a half each way. Yep. My commute alone was an hour and a half in rush hour. So each way. So I was commuting 3 hours a day. That alone was like soul fucking. And then it was just like so much monotony. And the thing that was hard about it, and I think a lot of people who are listening who are maybe in that kind of dead end job, I was good at it and I was making good money. So it was very hard for me to leave because I had those limiting beliefs that I couldn't do what I loved and be successful, or I wouldn't be able to pay my bills if I was living my passion. So I had to really, you know, train myself to kind of get out of that mindset so I could make that leap. But it's definitely robotic and not fulfilling at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the day like for you now? What does your day consist of?
You know, I think the beauty of it is that my days are always very different. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, routine-wise, I wake up every morning and I light all my candles and my incense and I put on music and I have a cup of coffee and I check my emails. And then one thing I do love, and this is not work related, but it is, I go to Soul Cycle a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, have you ever been?
Oh, yeah. I was at that Oprah thing when she did it in Miami, and I was like addicted.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. It's so amazing. And that actually, it's kind of like my moving meditation. So that's the thing that I have to do. It's non-negotiable. I go a few times a week. It creates a routine for me. It creates a social environment. Like, I have a great community of riders there. So I go ride. But then other than that, I'm doing anything from, you know, working on my next book, because after Girl Code comes out, I have another deal, another book for my deal with Penguin that's going to come out next summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm writing, meeting with my editor. I'm, you know, engaging with my readers. I'm big into social media, and I try to engage all day long with the women who write for me, mm-hmm. because I realize that I wouldn't be anywhere without them. So I need their support, and I want to show them that I'm here and I'm creating this content for them every single day.
I love it.
I do the podcast, you know, just, it's constant creation of content, basically.
Yeah. Content is king, but in your case, content is queen. Yep. It's so true. Yes. Now, are you living the life you want?
Yes, 100%. I thank God every single day I wake up. I have so much gratitude in my heart. I literally, before I get up in the morning, before I even touch mm-hmm. the floor, or I reach my phone, I immediately do a gratitude checklist in my head.
Me
and
too.
That's like my first thing, right?
It's like, I wake up and I say thank you about a million times. I'm like, thank you.
Yes.
And it activates my morning into, I know that no matter what happens, I'm grateful for every experience. So we are our own inspirations. And you talk about that in the book, Girl Code. Be
yep.
your own inspiration. You have an endless supply of inspiration at your fingertips if you focus on your own life and everything you have overcome. Tell us more.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I think the problem happens when we start to say, you know, I'm uninspired. How do I get inspired? Right. That's like one of the biggest questions that I get from my readers and my clients. How do I get inspired? And I'm like, you know what? Look at your own life. Look at everything you have done, everything you've been through up to this point. You're still here. You are still alive. You're still thriving. Even if you're having a shitty day, think about all of the stuff that you've been through, and that's enough. You know, at least for me, I'm like, wow, like, I kind of go through that list and I'm like, you did this, you did that, you did this. Like, now, like, let's move on to the next phase. What can you do next? I think when we look outside of ourselves for inspiration, we wind up depressed. We wind up feeling like we're stuck, like we're in a rut, and we feel like it's dependent on something outside of us for us to be able to keep creating and keep living an abundant, creative, happy life. And that's not the case.
It's not the case. And on that note, we'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. My guest tonight is Kara Leyba from the book Girl Code. Y'all remember her from Champagne Diet. And now you've got something really great happening, Style Your Mind podcast. Tell us about it and where we can tune into it.
Yeah, so the podcast started a few months ago. I had done a radio show last year, and I wound up moving on to the podcast because I wanted something that was available, you know, on demand to anybody who wanted to listen. And it's really just kind of like my blog comes to life. So I have a combination of babe chats, I call them, with women and sometimes men who inspire me. I'm not adverse to, I have a lot of great men in my life who motivate me, got them featured on the show. I also do like quick little power chats, and it's filled with inspiration. It's everything you need to start to style your mind and design your thoughts. And I feel like, you know, I know you and I agree on this, like we are responsible for designing our thoughts and for creating the lives we want to live. So I really give my listeners solid tools. I share a lot of personal stories of things I've gone through. And I give them the tools and the inspiration to be able to go do that in their own lives.
I love it. It's so true, because we are the source and the creator of our own reality. And by doing that, it's literally I always go back to, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. If you can design it in your mind, you can design it with your hands. So I am with you on that. I love that you say honor the space you're in. What space are you in right now?
You know, right now I'm in an interesting space, actually, that you bring this up, because, you know, I've got the books and that's a great thing. And I've got the podcast and I love all of that stuff, but I'm ready for like a new passion project. So I've kind of been in this space now where I'm sort of thinking about all the things that I love and trying to figure out what my next move is going to be, because I have to constantly be growing and evolving. And I think whatever I do, I will always stay in the same space of empowering women and doing something that is very fun and, you know, self-help oriented, but also chic and glamorous at the same time. So I'm doing a lot of soul searching right now and kind of just playing around with some different ideas. And it's a lot of fun.
I love it. 'Cause you know what they say, what you're looking for is looking for you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's just giving me chills.
And it's happening. And that's the thing, you know, again, when we're in motion, things just happen naturally. You know, I love the Alan Watts says that no one forces a flower to bloom. It just blooms naturally. So every day, if we look at nature and just how nature unfolds naturally. That's, and we look at our life, we're doing the same thing. It's just that we put, we put some stinky emotion on it sometimes and get caught up in all the nonsense instead of just being like, thank you for that experience, right?
Right. We sit there and start yelling at the poor flower, telling it to bloom faster.
Right. I want you to bloom. Right. I love it. Well, one thing I know for sure is that I'm thankful for this moment that we're sharing right now here on Max and Friends. If you're tuning in and you missed any part of the show, go to latalkradio.com/Max. There you can get not only all of the shows that I have, but you can get this show and you can hear it again and be inspired again. You know, I wanted to mention to you, there is a guest that we have on Max and Friends often. I adore her. And this is like the code. Let's share things, right? Her name is Gordana Biernat. On Twitter, she's at My Power Talk. And I want you two to get together because I think she would be dynamic on Style Your Mind because she's up that frequency. Speaking of Twitter and Instagram and all of that, Kara can be found on thechampagnediet.com and follow her on Instagram at thechampagnediet. I love it. And just to, because it's been a while since you hear, where did the brand Champagne Diet come from?
You know, the brand was actually inspired by a glass of champagne. I was 9 years ago now. I was looking for something that I could incorporate into my diet that wasn't going to be like 1,000 calories, right? Mm-hmm. One of my good friends to me said, you should just start drinking champagne. And I was like, okay. And it was a joke. And I started, you know, choosing that when I went out. So instead of like having dessert, I would say, I'll just have a glass of champagne. But I noticed when I drank champagne, everything felt different. It felt more elevated. It felt more glamorous. I felt beautiful. And I started thinking about why don't people reserve champagne for holidays and special occasions? Like, we should be able to just have champagne on a random Tuesday afternoon and have it be this magical event, you know? So I started to live what I call a champagne life. And I made a lot of changes. I got out of a toxic relationship. I left MTV. I got healthy physically, spiritually, emotionally. And I literally created my champagne life. So the champagne diet is really a lifestyle prescription for living effervescently and celebrating every single day.
Oh, and just celebrating every single day. I love, pop the cork.
Everything, every day.
Right? Pop the cork to life. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you're here. The only thing that I like gets me upset is when time runs out because there's such an illusion of time. And in reality, I'm sure that the both of us could sit here for another hour and just, you know,
shoot the shit
on life and love and inspiration and how we are and were we here and what's our purpose and what are we doing and all of that. But we'll have to do that another time. So I hope you come back to Max and Friends.
Yes, I will. Anytime, Max. I love you.
I love you too. And here's the deal, y'all. Go get the book now. You can pre-order it. Girl Code, which is an imprint of Penguin House under Profolio Books. And listen to the podcast, Style Your Mind, because if you can design it in your mind, you can design it with your hands. Kara Leba from Girl Code, I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you know what? Before I let you go, what is something that you want people to go into this week with? Something inspiring?
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Leave a little room for magic.
Oh my gosh. Leave a little room for magic. I know that Valerie Love is going to love that. I'm going to put you in touch with her too, Valerie Love, because she's all about the magic. So I've got to run, but thank you all for being here tonight. I don't have to run. The studio's making me run, so I got to go. Otherwise, we would stay here. And they're like, wrap it up. I'm wrapping it up. Give me a minute. All right. So thuck you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. You can find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. And what I'm going to tell you right now is that your life is big. So keep reaching and be grateful for every experience. And for some reason, I feel this to tell you all ladies tonight that if you have a grievance with your ex or if you're in like a mood where your ex is holding you back, I'm feeling it right now just in the bubbles of the champagne flute to tell you, be grateful for them and be grateful that they released you and you released them and that be grateful because they showed you who you don't want to be with anymore. So take that into this week and just keep reaching because your life is big. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Until we speak again, good night and good karma. Tune in next Sunday to Max and Friends. And remember, take life to the max.